Kansas City Royals.
And the 1-0 on the way, and a swing and a little broken bat. One hopper to the left side. Wright has it. Looks the runner back. Throw to first. Runner coming home. And due to his bad throw, sails past Darnold, and Hosmer scores to tie the game. David Wright looked the runner back, made the throw, and when the throw went to first, Hosmer broke, and Duda's throw gave Darnold no chance to make a play at the plate, and the Royals have tied it.
When you welcome in Lucas Duda, he's a big part of Royals lore, actually, with a play in the World Series. Do you make a lighthearted comment about it, or is it an elephant in the room?
No. Nobody thinks like you do, honestly. You know, this is a guy that we're excited to have. You know, we're glad he's here. There's not an elephant in the room, and it was a one-time play. I mean, we make the play again. He might have thrown Haas out by 10 feet. You don't know. It was just something that happened, but we're extremely excited to have him.
Chiefs.
So I'm sure you're going to attempt to ask him. I'm going to be rude before that. I'm not going to be able to answer questions dealing with that until we get to the 14th. All of that's off limits. The one thing I would like to add to that is there are things out there, things being said that I strongly believe against, one of which I think is important that you know that our owner gives Brett Veach and I every opportunity to do what we want to do with the roster and whatever other situations. He does not interfere with that. Obviously, we keep him abreast, but there's no pressure coming from our owner. That's not how he operates at all. And so those things that have been said out there, as I know most of you have heard, are way, way, way out of line.
No one believes you. No one believes you, Andy. Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you very much for joining us on this Thursday, March 1st, 2018. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake Gutierrez. Thank you for watching us on 38 The Spot. Thanks for listening on 810. We've got a good show planned for you with lots of fun guests, hopefully. Mike DeCourcy from the Sporting News, our college basketball insider, will be on at 7 o'clock. And then we'll talk to Herm Edwards. We'll ask Herm Edwards about the Chiefs trading Marcus Peters and what he thinks. I'm sure Herm will have plenty to say about that. We'll have him on at 7:30. Jeff Penner's filling in for Gary Lezak. What else, Gary?
Chasing snow. He texted me about
4:45
this morning. He was getting on a plane. I think he's heading to Utah.
Tahoe, he said. He said earlier this week on the show he was going to Utah to chase snow.
Yeah, I mean, but do we ever believe what he says?
No, not necessarily.
Right.
Now, you just said Utah, then you said Tahoe, then you said Utah.
No, he said Utah.
Oh, yeah.
No, but
sorry.
Then you just said Utah after you said Tahoe.
I thought I said Tahoe.
You said he's going to Tahoe, and then you said, yeah, earlier this week he said he's going to Utah.
Yeah. Earlier this week he said, I'm going to Tahoe to chase snow.
Okay.
He's going to Vegas, then Tahoe. So I don't really pay attention to him when he talks to me.
It's a good trip.
Said 50 inches of snow possible in Lake Tahoe.
That's a great trip. Not a good trip. A great trip going to Lake Tahoe. So congrats to Gary.
Yep.
Beautiful place.
Jeff Penner will be filling in for him this morning. I'm sure.
He'll have 10 or 11 questions for us.
Right.
And then we will talk to Danny Klingscale and ask him if there are any elephants in the room where he's calling in from. Surprise, Arizona. At 9 o'clock, we will have Mizzou head basketball coach Konzo Martin. He will join us. He's doing a radio tour today, so we'll have about 10 minutes with Konzo Martin right at straight up 9 o'clock. So we'll look forward to that, and we've got plenty to ask him about. Got to ask him. Hey, Konzo, how you doing? So, any news on any injured players?
They got Michael Porter Jr. Michael Porter! I'm getting tickets.
Should we just play that for him?
Yeah.
Please respond, Konzo, to this. Please respond to this statement, if you would. Let's do it that way. Get it, set it up, so we'll just, let's do a dry run here, all right? All right, good morning. Gonzo, congrats on the big win at Vanderbilt. We have a statement we'd like you to respond to, please.
They got Michael Porter Jr. Michael Porter! I'm getting tickets.
Gonzo, your reaction, please.
Hmm? Well, certainly...
Right. Would that be good?
Very excited about it.
That'd be a very good... what was that just now?
I don't know. That was a horrible Gonzo Martin impression.
Yeah, you step away from that one.
Okay.
That just made Jake mad. Jake's not even a Missouri fan.
Stepping away.
You're smiling today, aren't you? You were strutting up and down the hallway smiling. Usually,
Friday Junior, man.
Well, Michael Porter Jr.
Right. Right. Not gotten here early. Been just cranking away.
What?
Did you get...
What have you been doing?
Do you have any issues in coming to work today?
No, I did not. Nothing? I was not pulled over this morning. Yeah. Got in here extra early just in case the fine officers of Overland Park wanted to pull me over for not using a turn signal.
See, I never know when to believe you. And yesterday,
it's absolutely fact.
I was calling you, and let me tell you, I dropped enough bomb.
When I didn't answer?
Yeah, you know, I said, why won't he? He knows when I call. Answer. I trust me.
Literally,
that's my life.
Literally, the cherries had just went off behind me, and then I see the phone ring. I'm like, I'm not.
Right.
I can't.
You
grab
fit
that.
Right into my life,
right?
Because it's, you know, I call Susan, I call Richie, I call Phil. Nothing.
No answer. No answer.
Why? I bet you I say it five times a day. Why won't blank answer this earthen phone? And then didn't you send me a text message?
Yeah, I reached
I'm
over.
Driving. And I'm not. You know.
And yeah, reached over, just, picked up the phone, kind of put it down.
Pulled over, and I never know when to believe you. And I didn't know, like, is he joking?
Yeah, I just they currently pulled over in front of Corporate Lakes.
I'm like, oh,
right in the entrance.
Maybe I won't call him again.
Cop's like, well, you used your turn signal to turn into here, but yeah, you failed to use it onto Medcalf. And I said, I'm really sorry.
Did you?
I work right there.
Did you argue at all?
No, I did not.
Did you get a ticket or just a stern warning?
Just a stern warning.
There.
That would have been a bad week because I got popped in Western Kansas.
And see, that's why I thought you were, because you had texted that
right
before
on late
in a
Sunday.
Previous text chain.
Right.
See, he didn't get pulled over again.
Yeah,
he's
did.
Being a smartass.
No, I didn't.
But so after the fact, I laughed. But at the time, like, what is?
No.
I said, is this code for something? Wait a minute.
No.
Wait a minute. What really happened? What's going on here?
Absolutely pulled over.
No, but I mean, you didn't get a ticket though.
Not this time. I got the ticket for speeding on I-70.
Right.
Obey the laws. Just go the speed
right.
limit. It's funny. Cop, do you have any idea how fast you are going? I'm like, no. 87. It's like, well, I had the cruise set at 85. Well, speed limit's 75, so.
did you think it was 85?
Like, get over. I'm safe. Nope.
Yeah, and I get so mad. You can ask, like, Susan or the kids, whenever someone's in front of me and they don't use the signal. I took that directly from my dad. Some reason that nothing infuriates me more. I like I, okay,
oh, I get
a,
it
as a personal insult.
I get it. I will
this
never.
Guy, and I have to tell everyone in the car. Look at that. He used a signal. Look at that. I'm supposed to guess that he's turning. I got.
Thanks a lot for the heads up.
I use my signal when I'm in traffic or if I'm I sit in a turn lane, a single turn lane. It's kind of obvious I'm turning.
I feel like
I need my signal on at 4:30 in the morning.
See,
that's in a turn lane.
I was afraid that that's what your argument was going to be.
No, I just shut up and said, hey, if this guy's going to give me a ticket.
Because you told me that. Like, what do you think I'm going to do? I'm in a turn lane. And so I could just see a surly Jake Pounders early in the morning.
No.
What do you think about a turn lane, huh?
I was not thank you, sir, may I have another category.
Was there not a time in your life that you may have had that argument?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I'm in the turn lane. Like, what do you think I'm going to do?
And I'll be honest with you.
Can't you see that?
I'll be honest with you. That might have been my response if I hadn't just got popped on Sunday night.
Right.
Like, I might have been, like... Yeah.
That wound was still fresh and raw.
I humbled myself and was like, you know what?
Like the Iron Sheik was with you. You were humbled.
Yes. Like Kendrick Lamar says. So I did not argue that one, but it was definitely going through my head. Like, it's 4:30 in the morning. I'm in a single turn lane.
I'd like to
I'm
think.
Turning.
I'd like to think that you have like all the drops available to you in your car too, and so the officer could have come up there. Do you realize that you didn't have your signal on?
Ding! What happened?
Yeah, right.
Hey.
Hey, what happened? Oh.
I'm sorry. So that was that.
That was
this
yesterday.
Yesterday morning before the school or before the show.
Yeah. Because today, that's why he's in such a good mood, because there's
nobody pulled him over.
Yeah. He's had a bad run.
Yeah.
So.
The only thing I can say to top that was the time that I got pulled over on my bicycle on the way into work.
Yep. Well, you had it coming. There's no doubt about that.
Well, I ran a red light.
Did you even slow
down? I think
down?
That's worse than not using your turn signal.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's
on
worse.
On a bike, you could, I mean,
yeah. You could have caused a wreck, though. Or even somebody could have swerved to miss you, and they could have.
I mean, I looked, and it was 4:30 in the morning or whatever. Yeah. Not 4:30, 5:30 morning, whatever it was.
I just like the idea of you riding your bike around.
Yeah.
Five
I'm
in the
not
morning.
Doing that anymore, man. Nobody pays attention when they're
driving. Did you have
driving.
A little bell on there?
Yeah.
Like,
ding, ding,
ding, ding. Like you look.
Big
you
flag
look,
on the back.
You look around the, what? You look around the intersection. Ding, 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 ding. All right. All right. Yeah. Clear. Clear.
I mean, there wasn't a car for a while, but there was a cop.
Did you have a helmet on?
I had a helmet on. Yep.
Knee pads?
No.
What kind of bike was it?
Those don't go on until after the show.
Was it a Schwinn? Was it a BMX Strongman?
I had a Schwinn.
Specialized.
I had a BMX Strongman.
Nice.
Got it at Sunshine Bikes on St. John Avenue.
Wow, you have your own street?
No.
Wow, fancy.
Things were going well back when I was in grade school. So good. So that's why you're in such a pleasant mood. No altercations, no pullovers,
nope.
No nothing this morning. A clean drive to work for Jake Pounders.
Right on.
So we'll ask Conzo Martin about that as well.
No infractions.
In the 9 o'clock hour. And then the MIAA tournament's in town. We'll have Jim Johnson, the AD at Pittsburgh State, on the show to talk about the MIAA tournament and having all those great schools and their basketball teams and their fans at Municipal Auditorium for some great basketball action. And that's why Kansas City is such a fun town this time of year. You get the MIAA tournament. You get the NAIA tournament. You get the Big 12 tournament, sometimes you get the NCAA tournament. You remember this time around, you get the NCAA women's tournament that's going to be at Sprint Center. So that's going to be fun. So like all kinds of good stuff to talk about from here until, pretty much the end of March. It starts going now with the final weekend of basketball in the regular season. And Kansas City's going to have so many things, fun things to do. And we're excited about it this time next week. We'll be down at Power and Light for the Miller Lite Fan Fest presented by Sports Radio 810 WHB. So right now, everyone, it's time to take a deep breath. And then get ready, because it is going to be rolling. And that should take us into opening day. You've got Sporting Kansas City's opening day coming up on Sunday. And so that's part of this big weekend. And, I mean, really, it's just going to be one thing after another until we get through opening day with the Royals, and that's in March.
Wow.
We don't even have to wait to April to see the Royals at a Kauffman Stadium. Look at your calendar, young man. That's early. I think, it's a Thursday? Look it up, Jake. Look it up, Nate.
Chicago White Sox versus Kansas City Royals, 3:15, Kauffman Stadium, Thursday, March 29th. Pow.
Did you realize that, Jake? Did you know opening day is a Thursday, March 29th?
I did not.
You know, it's Maundy Thursday. That's confusing.
Does that feel, do you like that?
You know what? Yeah.
It feels early, but I mean, do you like it?
I don't have a problem with it. Let's get the craziness going in March.
I like it.
I'm good with it. It's on a Thursday? I kind of do like that. Because it always seems like, you know, it's usually on a Monday, it seems.
We would have been waiting normally to the next Monday.
Yeah. No, I'll take it.
March 29th. I mean, that's a hell of a weekend.
Yes, please.
Final Four weekend.
Ooh.
Easter weekend.
Yep, Easter falls on that Sunday. And so, and then I'll be rolling out of town for I'll be around for opening day, do the show the next day, and then I'll hit the road and go see some fam out of town. But until then, it's all good in this hood, because it's already March 1st. March Madness is here.
Yeah.
So nothing but good stuff to talk about. We've got Royals and spring training. And right in the middle of all that, you talk about March being such a great sports month. Is March 14th finally the first day of the NFL season? The first official day of the NFL season on March 14th. of the new calendar year, whatever they want to call it. And that's when all these trades can be made official. We expect more to come, you know, and at some point the Chiefs will be able to talk about these blockbuster trades they're making. At some point, maybe Clark Hunt will talk about it. But until then, Andy Reid will be mad that anyone says that Clark Hunt had anything to do with this Marcus Peters trade.
I talked to the Clarks.
So, yeah, I deeply apologize to the Clarks.
So, Clark Hunt had nothing to do with this, said Andy Reid, all right? He wasn't specifically talking about anything, but he was just talking about something specific, it sounds like. Right?
Yeah.
I can't talk about this, but let me talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Talk about it.
Right. So what do you think he's referring to? He said, you heard that stuff out there?
I think he must be talking about the Patrick Mahomes quarterback situation.
Do you think he's talking about specifically Sam Mellinger's column? Do you think he's talking about people on the radio? Do you think he's talking about things he's just hearing like at Sprouts when he does his shopping?
Niggy shops at Sprouts?
No. He goes to Hy-Vee probably. I don't know.
Yeah, he seems like a Hy-Vee guy.
You don't think he's a Chiefs and Chopper guy?
They do a lot of the Chiefs shows at the Market Grill at Hy-Vee.
Yeah.
See Big Red stopping at the Market Grill, get a little something to eat, and then going shopping.
Yeah, like him and Mitch Holtis.
Never mind.
Come on.
Nope. Not going to do it.
Oh, what are you going to do? What are you going to say there?
Say, you think he ever gets... Said a little something to eat?
Maybe.
Wow.
Who the hell's laughing back there?
There's a laugh track?
The intern.
I don't know what he's doing back there.
Is that like a two-man comedy?
Nah, he's cutting up some oil sounds, so somebody made a joke probably in the media. And
I thought he liked your joke right there.
Nobody liked that joke. But you said he might get a little something to eat. I don't think Big Red gets a little something to eat ever.
He's done better.
You know he ever snacks?
He's a little snack? He's been better. Maybe, you know.
Hey, I know. I'm the last person to talk, but there's nothing wrong with eating a lot when you eat.
Right. Maybe him and Mitch Holtis go to the all-you-can-eat salad bar. That's a delicious option.
Yeah,
the Hy-Vees.
Yeah, you can get a big salad, a lot. You can get a lot of salad.
The problem that I've found is, though, when you go to the all-you-can-eat salad bar and you're looking to eat healthy and you make 7 trips through it.
And you eat about 6,000 calories worth of salad.
Yeah. No? Like, I'll have some soup, too.
I just had a salad. I don't know what the big deal is.
That's 4,000 calories.
Hey, Dad, we have to leave. We've been here 3 hours. Shut up. I'm getting my money's worth. Right?
Sounds all too familiar.
You go to a buffet, and I go through even when I'm not hungry anymore. I'm trying to figure out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely eating more than I'm spending. Because that's why I feel like the challenge.
And then you win, right?
Right.
You walk out,
point.
You're full.
Yeah, you beat them.
You feel like you're going to puke, but you're like, hey, I win. I'm the winner here.
Play the top. Play that Andy Reid again, and then we'll break. So I want everyone to hear it again, and then we'll break, and then I want you guys to tell me what you think. Because Andy Reid's not happy with this. He doesn't want to hear this anymore. Okay, here's Andy
Reid. I'm sure you're going to attempt to ask him. I'm going to be rude before that. I'm not going to be able to answer questions dealing with that until we get to the 14th. All of that's off limits. The one thing I would like to add to that is there are things out there, things being said that I strongly believe against. One of which I think is important that you know that our owner gives Brett Veach and I every opportunity to do what we want to do with the roster and whatever other situations. He does not interfere with that. Obviously, we keep him abreast, but there's no pressure coming from our owner. That's not how he operates at all. And so those things that have been said out there, as I know most of you have heard, are way, way, way out of line.
Way, way out of line. All right. So think about that. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll all give our thoughts on what Andy Reid said.
Will you guys keep me abreast?
No.
Just one?
Yeah.
Abreast.
If it's from Goat, you can go, sure.
Oh, man.
And back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. March also signals the birthday of Nate Bucchetti. Happy birthday to Nate on this Thursday, March 1st, 2018.
Thank you.
How young are you? Or does
28 years old.
Well, does a gentleman never reveal his age?
No.
Happy birthday!
Reveal it.
42 years old.
Time to retire your number.
That gets a laugh track, right? Hearing how old I am.
It's not how old you are, it's how old you feel.
Oh, it's more like those reminders you get, like yesterday when I was reminiscing about the 1986 Kansas Jayhawks. And what did Jarrett Sutton say? Oh, it was the year I was born.
Nah, he's born 2 years later.
Right.
2 years later.
Like, I wasn't even born yet. I was born in 88.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you remember that 86 team that made the Final Four? Nope, wasn't born yet. Oh, okay.
Nope. Just be lucky you remember it.
Yeah, happy birthday,
hey, man.
Dude.
Just glad I'm still here.
Yeah, sometimes we are, too.
What are you going to do for your birthday?
Well, for some reason, I'm at the stage in my life where all entertaining things surround food.
Right.
So I was thinking I'm going to go out to sporting training today. And I have two options lunch-wise in that neighborhood. One is Go Chicken Go. The other is Italian Delight, which used to be in the Indian Springs shopping mall back when I was a kid, and it's out there now. So I think I'm going to go to one of those places for lunch by myself. I like to eat lunch by myself. Just have a little, you know, me time.
There's nothing wrong with that. I went to lunch by myself yesterday twice. I really did.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know if they're both considered lunch, but I did.
Lunch and smunch. You know,
it's been like an hour and a half. So I kind of still got hungry. I'm not home yet. Let me stop. Let me stop here.
Hey, need to pick you up anything, honey? Oh, okay.
That's a really interesting thing that I found out. When you can't decide between two places, go to both.
Yeah. That's a good call. Right. Yeah.
Then no decision.
Like, well, the decision.
It's like the bang bang.
Go get a little something at each one. It's your birthday.
Well, that's a good call. Man, what? Maybe a little box of gizzards?
Right.
Man, I might do that.
Use one as an appetizer and one as the main course. I mean, it's your birthday, you go, right?
Go bang bang.
Hey.
Whatever
he does his birthday night, it means up to him.
Two food back to back. Like, usually you go out to eat and you go, like, you know, you can do Chinese food and then Mexican.
To me yesterday.
For you would be, you know, fried chicken and
pizza?
Italian. Right. Yeah. That's bang bang.
I can do that. I might do that.
Go bang bang.
So I think I'll do that for lunch. The debate about dinner tonight is my wife had prepared taco night, which is always my favorite night of the week at the Bucati household. But there's a new hibachi place in the neighborhood.
Yeah, go to that.
And I haven't had hibachi in a long time, and I love hibachi.
Every time we go out for someone's birthday in our family, between me and Sue and four kids, everyone picks hibachi. Everyone picks a Japanese steakhouse.
There you go.
All right, there we go.
My kids, it's fun. It's delicious.
And you look at everyone's looking at each other, and then, you know.
My kids have never been.
Oh.
So I thought, I kind of owe it to them, you know? Like, they
hibachi.
The one that's down the street from our house, they invite the kids. And I don't know, because whenever I think of this, I think of Chris Farley in Beverly Hills Ninja. But they invite the kids behind the grill to do some stuff, to cook or whatever.
Oh,
and so. Yeah. So if it's their birthday,
right?
It's like we do the girls for their birthday.
Maybe I'll get to do that.
Right. Tell them it's your birthday and ask, and they'll probably don't have that policy at your place, but just, you know, demand it. Say, hey, look, it's my birthday.
I'm coming back there.
Sit down.
Yeah. Nope.
And then they throw the shrimp in your mouth.
Yeah, that's
shockingly,
all
I'm always the best. Like,
you're the best at catching stuff in your mouth.
And the guy's like, yeah, we get it. You've done this before.
You get
right.
I made my in-laws take me to hibachi, like, for my 30th birthday, way back when, and my mother-in-law is allergic to shellfish.
Right.
And they tried to flip the shrimp at her, and she had to, like, no,
right.
You know.
That's when you give her sake.
Yeah.
And say, this will make it better.
It's an elixir.
So, you heard Andy Reid's comments yesterday.
Yeah, I did.
He can't talk about anything.
Right, but he did talk about it.
But he can talk about that.
Yeah.
And so, like, what do you think he's referring to? Anything specific? Just the buzz out there? I think people are telling him, hey, everyone's saying that Clark Hunt forced this deal. Obviously, I talked about Sam Mellinger's column.
Yeah.
Which really pointed the finger at Clark Hunt. Do you think this is coming from Andy Reid saying, hey, I want to set the record straight. This is no puppet regime. I make my own calls. I make the decisions here. Or do you think this is coming from higher up Clark Hunt and the Chiefs organization? Hey, we need to put this fire out. Go out and say something.
My feeling, and it's just a guess, but my feeling listening to it is that Andy Reid's trying to go out there and make sure that he, you know, stands up for his owner. I think it's on his own.
Takes one for the team.
Yeah, it takes one for the team. You know, I think he's trying to make sure that he takes the heat on this and not the owner.
Because he does that all the time. What's he always say? I mean, if Bob Sutton has a way, hey, it starts with me.
It starts with me.
Fault.
I got to get it corrected. It's my responsibility. Every loss, he all he says over and over again is, it's my responsibility. I got to get a fix, you know. So I think he's that's what he's doing here. He's saying, it's my responsibility. It's not the owner's. And to be honest with you, I don't know. I maybe it's true, you know.
What do you believe?
At first, I didn't. At first, I believed that Clark Hunt has something to do with it. The more I think about it, and the less emotionally attached, you know, the more I guess distanced I get from the trade and everything, the more I see the football reasons behind it and the salary cap reasons behind it. I can actually buy that maybe Clark Hunt didn't, and I don't think it's in Clark Hunt's nature to come in and meddle. I don't think he's a meddling owner. I don't. I do think he was really unhappy with the national anthem stuff, but I don't think in general he's a meddlesome owner, so I kind of believe it. Does that make sense?
Sure. Jake, what do you think?
I think the truth lies somewhere in the middle. I think that I think Clark Hunt definitely was in the conversation. I think I think the conversations were had, do we keep this guy? This is why, pros and cons, what do you think we should do? And then they all agreed, let's move on. Let's try to get rid of him.
Okay, do you think it was a situation where Clark Hunt wanted him gone, Andy Reid didn't want him gone, Veach didn't want him gone, and Clark said, this guy's got to go.
No.
And you got to get the best deal you can for him. Or do you think it was Andy Reid and Brett Veach going to Clark Hunt and said, hey, this is the move I think we're going to make. You sign off on it. Hey, I'm good with it. Everyone's on the same page.
No, my opinion, I think Clark Hunt said, do you think there's a way we can get rid of this guy? Would you want to go away from this guy?
So you think it came from Clark Hunt?
I think the idea did. I think they were probably thinking about possibly moving on from him. And I think as a group, they decided, okay, this is the direction we're going to go.
You don't think the decision was made in that Jets game when all that stuff happened and the report of the altercation on the bus with Dave Tobe?
I think it was a contributing factor, absolutely.
You don't think that was the last straw?
That decision could have been made by Andy Reid, though.
Right, but like other stuff, because that wasn't the first incident. It led up to it, and finally Andy Reid said, you know what, we need to move on. We need to part ways here. That this is enough.
I think it's a combination of all of it. I think Andy Reid probably, it just doesn't seem like Andy Reid couldn't, like, there's, it's so hard for me to think that there's players that he can't, of that caliber, that he knows how good he is, that it's so detrimental that he doesn't think, hey, I can get to this guy. Okay, so
here's my issue, okay? If there had been no opportunity for Clark Hunt to speak about this, I get it. then have Andy Reid. Hey, look, we're not going to call a press conference just to talk about this because the trade can't be officially announced until March 14th. So you could hide behind that cloak of secrecy. Hey, we can't do anything until March 14th. Why would we call a press conference for something that hasn't happened yet? Right?
Yeah.
But Andy Reid was scheduled to speak here at the Combine. Okay. Clark Hunt was scheduled to speak at the 101 Awards, and he spoke at the press conference that I was at to introduce Kareem Hunt as the Mac Lee Hill Award winner as Rookie of the Year, to mention that Alex Smith was the Derek Thomas Award winner as MVP, and Alex Smith didn't show up to the 101 Awards. You know, why would you? Team just sent you packing. And then Tony Gonzalez there to be introduced as the brand-new inductee into the Chiefs Hall of Fame. All the media is there. Clark Hunt's there. We're all waiting to talk to Clark Hunt. If you're bothered by these things that you're hearing, these things that people are saying, if you're Clark Hunt, why don't you get everyone? They're all there. You haven't called the press conference specifically for this. You're going to be, you're already there. All of the Kansas City and really national media and NFL media, NFL networks there, they're all there. You've made all your comments. We're all waiting to talk to him off to the side, go off to the side, say, hey, look, I'm hearing a lot of this stuff. Football decisions are made by Andy Reid and Brett Veach. I don't meddle. I don't have anything to do with them. That's their decision. I want to clear that up. That's it. All right, thank you. I'm not taking any questions, but thank you. Why not do that if you're Clark Hunt, if you're really concerned about that, if that's really an issue? You had a golden opportunity to do it. Instead, he decides not to talk to anyone and leave the room and not address any questions, not make any statements about that, which I wasn't a fan of, to be honest. You're right there. Everyone's there. You're not doing anything out of order to have this opportunity to speak to the media. You didn't call a press conference. You're not doing anything special. You're already going to be speaking to the media. You're already there. Kansas City media is already there. The people that want to know already there. Address it and move on. Why are you putting on Andy Reid at the combine?
Well, I agree with you. But I guess to play devil's advocate, I think that's Clark Hunt doesn't want to be one of those owners who's front and center and making things about himself. He wants his coach to be the voice of the team. You know, so maybe.
But he's already there conducting the press conference and answering questions. You know what I mean? It wouldn't, if you would have called a press conference to do that and got everyone to come out to Arrowhead on a Wednesday afternoon to address these rumors, that's putting the spotlight on yourself. You're already there. Just make the statement. Don't even take questions. Make the statement. That's the one thing that irritates the hell out of me about the NFL and the way some teams act and some coaches act. This is not the CIA. This is not government secrets, okay? Uh-huh. Why all the cloak and dagger stuff? Just say it. Seriously.
Well, it makes me smile a little bit because, you know, like Andy Reid doesn't like all the stuff that's being said and written, and the Chiefs are, you know, concerned about leaks and coverage and all this stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, there's a lot of other sports who would love to be so popular that everybody spent hours upon hours dissecting every single trade that the team made in the middle of the offseason. You know what I mean? Like most other sports actually would love to be that popular that people cared so much about it that one trade had people talking for days upon days about it.
And coaches can't wait to tell you, and players can't—they all can't wait to tell you, "Hey, we don't read the newspaper, we don't listen to the radio, we don't know what's being said." Mm-hmm. Yet, let me start off at the combine by, "Hey, there's some things that are being said out there mm-hmm. that I got a real problem with."
Well, I'm sure Andy Reid didn't read or listen to any of it. Somebody just told him about it. That's what you're like. Oh, somebody told me. Right. You know.
Well, who got mad about it then? If you didn't hear it or read it, then who?
Somebody told me. Somebody came up to me and told me. Yeah. Here's something. Well, we probably got a break. There's something that was in Therese Paylor's article yesterday about this that I had not heard before that I'd like to ask you guys about as to one of the possibilities for why they made the trade.
No, I'm not answering questions about that until March 14th.
Okay, fair enough.
All right.
Fair enough.
Ask me on March 14th. I'd be happy to answer any of those questions. Back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Mike DeCourcy, Herm Edwards, Jeff Penner, Danny Cleanscale live from Surprise, Arizona, Konzo Martin, and Pitt State AD Jim Johnson all on the show today between now and 10 o'clock. Konzo Martin will be on the show live at 9 o'clock.
We got to play Waiting in Vain for him as bump music.
Don't tell me how to do my job.
It's my birthday. I can tell you whatever I want.
Okay, I'll do it.
Is that the way it works on your birthday? You can tell me whatever you want?
Yep.
So here's
will play it.
Here's the line from the Therese Paylor article that stood out to me. He said, quote, "So when the team was faced with the likely possibility of Peters holding out this offseason unless they made him the game's highest paid cornerback, the Chiefs decided to move on." We knew the possibility that, or the maybe probability that Peters didn't want to be here long term. I'd heard the stuff about him wanting to be the highest paid corner, but I don't believe I've ever heard anybody suggest that he was going to hold out this offseason. Like going into training camp, he was going to hold out and want a new contract now. I thought maybe after next year, that could be the case. I don't know about you guys. Maybe that's something I just missed in all the coverage of this. But it did get me thinking about this a little bit. And you guys know that I've felt so far that from a short-term standpoint, this is not a good move for the Chiefs because I think, you know, it's going to be hard to replace a guy that good, and they didn't get equal value in return for the type of player he is on the field. And that's all I care about
is on the
field.
The other day, you seemed hopeless at the end of the show. You seemed the way – you were acting the way I acted when I found out Alex Smith was coming back again before last season. And I told you, well, it's just going to be the same thing. In a year, we'll be talking about a one and done in the playoffs, and I'm going to be pissed again.
Yeah, I mean, I was really optimistic this team's going to build, you know, be good. I don't think. Look, I mean, they're not saving any salary cap money that they can spend, relatively speaking. They're getting a fourth round pick for this year. I don't expect a fourth round pick to come in and help right away this year. So I don't. You know, I feel like the team took a step back on the field, which is all I care about. You know, all this other stuff that everybody's wound up about, I don't care. I just want to see the team win. But I do agree with this. If he was going to hold out, and if there's no chance of re-signing him and all those things, I do believe that one thing I like about this regime compared to what Dorse did is the concept of I'd rather be a year early on moving a guy on than a year late. And this team with Dorse was perpetually a year late, whether it was a year late signing the Justin Houston contract, a year late signing the Eric Berry contract, keeping Tambahali for maybe 2 years longer than they should have. You know, this team's perpetually been a year late, which is why they're perpetually in salary cap hell. And so sometimes it's painful because to be a year early usually means that you're trading a guy or letting a guy go when he's still really good. And from that standpoint, even though I don't think the return they got was equal to his value present day, I'm okay with the idea of, you know what, if he was going to hold out and all that stuff, let's move on and let's make a smarter move somewhere else.
I think a good way to illustrate it or to explain it would be, I think if John Dorsey was still the GM, Derek Johnson would be coming back next year. For a victory lap.
And
some people would be fine with that. I'm not saying that that's a terrible, terrible idea because DJ might have enough gas left in the tank and go ahead and have another good year or two someplace else.
What I could have, should have, would have, who knows?
But I think if Dorse was still here, DJ would still be here. It would be here next year. So Brett Veach is much different in that regard. And I think in the long run, the team will be better for it. Also, if Brett Veach would have been the GM a couple of years ago, then Tambahali never gets that terrible contract that the Chiefs are trying to get out from under right now.
Yeah.
That never happens. Okay?
It's cold business. You know, it is a business. You got to make the right moves for yourself and for the team, and you can't let personal feelings and loyalties and stuff like that get in the way of making the right moves from a football standpoint.
We'll take a break. Back into this on WHB and 38 The Spot. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John, Nate Bucati, Jake Gutierrez, thank you very much for joining us. Nate Bucati last night was out celebrating with everyone from Sporting Kansas City. They were all there, right?
Yeah, the whole team was there. I don't know how many fans were there, but the whole place was packed. It was awesome. It was a great turnout, great event, a lot of fun. People are excited for the season to get started. So it was a wonderful night. The only complaint I heard was that in the line to get into the big party area, they had the commercial that you and I were a part of running on loop just over and over and over again. So
yeah, there was a lot of complaints about that.
Yeah, but that's okay. You know, people can learn how to deal with us. They have to deal with us 4 hours in the morning, you know.
No, keep talking.
What are you looking for over there? I feel like I know where this is headed.
I'm looking for that Anthem jacket you were going to
bring. I didn't get you one. You can stop looking. I didn't get you one. He's looking under the desk. That'd be odd if I just, like, got it and then, hit it under the...
Did you hide it when I was in the bathroom?
Oh, shoot, this is something on YouTube and you don't think...
Oh, I'm such a happy Chewbacca!
I'm working on it, man.
was just looking.
I think that we need to get Matt Beasley on the case. He's a little more connected than I am. I was busy getting myself the new jersey. So I didn't have time to get you guys your anthem jackets yet. I'll work on it though.
Right. Will you?
Yeah. I will.
I might take the jersey too, whatever.
Which would you rather have?
The jacket.
Okay.
I'm a jacket guy.
Yeah.
You know, because.
Jacket on or jacket off?
Well, you know, you get the jacket on, then you take the jacket off and.
Mm-hmm. I'm jacket off right now. I got the jersey.
No.
You need to find out if the new hats come fitted.
Yeah. I didn't have a chance to go into the Sporting Style store because I was running around shaking hands and, you know.
Were you running around?
I was kind of running around, yeah. But I'll be out there again on Sunday for the home opener.
Is it in the office?
No.
Oh, great. Back after this on WHB. I'll find it.
It's quick and easy, and your car gets a thorough hand job.
Watching us on 38 The Spot. Coming up, Mike DeCourcy from the Sporting News. Then Herm Edwards. Jeff Penner with your weather. Danny Klinkscale at 8:30 live from Surprise, Arizona to talk Royals baseball. At 9 o'clock, we will have Mizzou head basketball coach Konzo Martin live on the show to talk to him about the big game against Arkansas on Saturday, and also Michael Porter Jr. Thank you. And I'm going to ask him many questions about Jonte Porter, like the Chris Farley show, those style questions. Hey, remember when Jonte scored 10 straight points in the second half?
They got Michael Porter Jr.
That was awesome.
Michael
that was
Porter! Awesome. I'm getting tickets.
You remember that? That's cool. I remember it. Oh, I do. Stick with us on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Will you?